Dory yet, but I guess Dory was eaten by a shark. Did I hear that right? Did anybody see that movie? I think Dory got eaten by the shark or something. Oh, fine. Okay, maybe I missed that one. All right, how's everybody doing this morning? Do I spit far out? I mean, you know, it's like, what happened? You know, there's some front rows here. All right, I'm glad to be here this morning. I'm going to have fun. Last week was the 4th. Anybody have a great 4th of July? Enjoy that. Isn't it good to be an American, to live in America, to live in our country, and to have the freedom and the privilege we have? But let me encourage you, we are great, and it's a privileged country, but we need to be praying for our country. There's a lot of heartache right now in our country that we need to be praying for and interceding God to in the midst of our country because of the various battles and various struggles as our country moves and progresses. Yesterday we had a block party. Anybody was here? Anybody here for the block party last week, yesterday? Wasn't it fun? Didn't we have a great time yesterday? You know, it's a lot. Many in the community came by. We had a great time, and we enjoyed it. But you know what? As I thought about it, life's not always fun. Life is not always fun. In the series of messages we've been looking at is sharks. Because here's my point. Life is full of sharks. There's things in our life, there's situations, there's circumstances that attack us, that come after us, that chew on us, that get to us, that wear on us. There's situations and there's people in our life that I'm calling in this series of messages sharks. They just come out, you know, a toxic relationship, a boss at work, a teacher at school. Health issues, financial issues. There's sharks in our life, and there's these things in our life that just chew on us and weigh on us and seem to attack us all the time. And so we've been looking at that in this series of messages, and so we've been trying to be shark smart. So what I want to do this morning is I want us to kind of back up, and I'm going to name some sharks that you face, that I face. And I want you to kind of, you know, we've got to be shark smart. We're going to be able to identify them so that we know how to react. How do I react? What do I do when I deal with this situation? How do I deal with this opportunity? What do I do in the midst of all these things going on in life? Because I'm going to tell you, we live in shark-infested waters. Your job, your home, you know, the school, your neighborhood. I don't know about you. I came home. I was gone. I came home. My car was covered with firework particles that I guess people were shooting up in my neighborhood. You know, I had to wash my car, and I didn't even drive it all week. And I had to wash my car. You know, we live in the infested water. How do we survive? How do I get out of the water? How do I get through life with all these things that just seem to be biting me and seem to be going after me? Jesus said it this way. If you got your little outline, let me encourage you to get it out. Jesus said this, "Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." I kind of want to paraphrase it for this morning's message. How about if I read it this way? "Behold, I'm sending you out as guppies in the midst of sharks." Does that sound okay? You ever feel like that? You ever feel like you're a little guppy in this big old pond? And they got these monster sharks that just seem to be coming at you from every direction. Yeah. How do we deal with that? And it says this, "Be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves." That's what I want to talk about, being shark smart. How can you be shark smart? How can I be prepared to face? Now, if you were here when I first started these, we had this idea. And we had Stephen and Ron up here, and we kind of talked about diving. We had some diving gear, and we had some fun with that. And we had what we called, when you're going to go diving, you have to have these pre-dive instructions. You get together with those you're going to go dive with, and you make some plans. You know where you're going. You know what you're going to be doing. You know what to look for. You know what to watch for. You have these pre-dive instructions. And what we said, that is really what church is all about. That's what I want this to be for you. I want this to be kind of a pre-dive instructions for how do I do with that, and how do I deal when I walk out of these doors into the world? How do I do when I walk into that job tomorrow morning? What do I do when I walk into that classroom when school starts again in August? What do I do when I open my door and my neighbor is standing there? How do I react when it's my aunt, my uncle, my fan? How do I deal with these situations? I want us to be able to identify sharks. So what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to name some sharks. I went through and did my studies and pulled out some names of sharks that we face in life that I thought, hey, this kind of illustrates some of those that we face in life. So what I wanted you to do is I wanted you to write the name of the shark by that, whoever that person might be. No, don't do that. All right? Especially if you're going to take this home, they might find it. You know, you might want to draw an arrow if he's sitting next to you or she. You just put an arrow. You know. I don't know. But here's some I think we deal with. I have in two categories right here. The first kind of deals with situations and circumstances. And I had this shark right here, and I got a picture of it up there for you. It's called the Wobegong shark. It's the ambush shark. Kind of dwells on the bottom of the ocean. They're not very large, you know, 7 to 10 feet is kind of what they range in age. They just kind of dwell there, and they just kind of lay there, and their tentacles kind of fall out of their mouth, and they just kind of lure their prey in. They just kind of tease them to come in and then just, or they just kind of slowly to kind of drift upon their prey and snatch up the prey. And when I seen this shark, when I seen this name Wobegong, here's what came to my mind. Money. Now you're going, why? Because it goes like this. Woe, be gone, money. All right. Anybody have a shark? You have money? Anybody get that shark with money? You know, it just kind of comes in and just takes your money, you know. You're sitting there and the month's half over, but the money's all gone. You know, it will be gone. Where did it go? You know, how does it disappear? What happened with our money? Where did that money go? You ever get frustrated with money? I was telling somebody yesterday, Costco. I enjoy Costco. I'm a member at Costco. And I enjoy Costco. That most tempting store to go to. Anybody? Impulse buying. You know, you go there to get that 100-pound bag of coffee, right? You know, you don't buy anything small at Costco. You know, you get the forklift to get the coffee you bought, you know, but you go there and you're walking down the DVD aisle or the book aisle, or, you know, you're walking down this aisle with all, you know, yeah, I need those 40 packets of toothpaste today, you know, and it's that tempting store. They lure us in, you know, just kind of send its tentacles out there. You know, you get the ads. How many enjoy the newspaper on Thanksgiving, the day before? You know, comes about that thick with all the ads. And what do you do? Now, what do I do? I'm serious. I'm shopping through there. You know, who's got, what am I going to buy? What do I want to buy? You know, how many, now, so I was talking with somebody the other day, kind of give my way. I remember the Sears Christmas catalog. Come on now. Raise your hand. Don't sit there like you guys don't. You remember that Sears? You couldn't wait because you'd flip through the pages. Now, I really show you, how many remember the Sears catalog nailed to the outhouse door? Come on. Oh, come on now, you guys. You know? But money can be a shark, can't it? Can those credit cards be a shark? You know, can that debt be a shark? You know, can Costco be a shark? You know, I like Sears. And again, I bought many of my appliances at Sears. Anybody else do that? You know, years ago, that's all you always bought your appliances. They always had the sign, $16 a month. It didn't tell you that $16 a month went for 36 months. You know? And we have this. You know, I did some research, and it was really interesting. 41% of people spend what they make. Kind of normal. 19% of people spend more than they make. And 30-some-odd percent spend exactly what they make. I did the average credit card debt is nearly $16,000. House debt is $168,000, $169,000. That's pretty low, I think, here in California. You know? And then a car debt of $20,000. You know, I look at that and I just, you know, that's a shark out there just waiting, just kind of luring us in, just kind of sitting there on the bottom. Just waiting for that opportunity. How many, you know, you're sitting there and it's, which bill do I pay? So I wrote this down here. You got to watch out for the financial attacks. You got to watch out for those financial attacks because they're going to come. It's laying there. It's kind of calm. Yeah. But it's just waiting to sink its jaws into you. You know, I love that signs on the stores. Buy this and there's no payment for 36 months. Or really, it's like no payments till 2017. Anybody see those now? No payments till 2017. They're going to still add interest to it. So if you don't pay it off by then, you got all that plus the interest. Have you ever seen those things? Just lure you in, just trying to get you in. We got to watch those financial attacks. You got to get prepared for those financial attacks. So I put it this way. You got to be shark smart. You have a spending plan. You got to have a spending plan. And it'll be on the screen in a minute. You need to have that spending plan. Because if you don't, the woe be gone will be woe be gone. I wrote this. I heard this the other day. I didn't write it. I stole this from somebody. It went like, got to be knowing where your money's going. All right? You got to be knowing where your money is going. You need a spending. I don't like the word budget. Anybody? I don't like the word. That's because it says I can't spend. I like this because it says I get to spend. And so we need to have a spend. You need to have a plan. You know that shark's out there. You know it's just waiting to gobble you up. Your finances will gobble you up. They will eat lunch, and then they will eat you. And you need to have that finance. So there's a shark out there called the woe be gone, and it's woe be gone money because it just disappears. The next shark I put down here is this one, the Megalodon, prehistoric world's worst nightmare. All right. You think a great white is big? We're going to look at a 20-foot shark later on. This shark ranged in age from 53 to 59 feet. That means it would go across this whole stage right here. Can you imagine a shark that big? They've never seen it. They have vertebrae from it, and they have a tooth from it. That's what that Megalodon means, big tooth. Yeah. And here's this big, giant fish, a shark, fast, strong, pursuing its prey. It would eat dolphins and porpoises and octopus. It would eat small whales. It's this big shark, powerful shark that swim through the water. And here's what I wanted to say here. Anybody got those nightmare issues in your life? Those big issues that just seem to hang on you, that just seem, really, you've never seen it, but it's just there, and you know it's there. You know, maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's a financial issue. I don't know what it could be, but there's this big issue just hanging over you. And you can't sleep at night, and you worry, and you stress. And so I put it like this. I wrote it this way. Watch out for the mega issue attacks. There's things in life that just come at you. Those things that just seem to hang there. And you just don't know what to do with them. And you can't avoid them. You know, what do you do when you can't avoid it? And it's there. And you're frustrated and you're aggravated. And you see no way out. And it's just this big nightmare in your life. And I kind of seen this giant fish like that. It's just this mega issue that just shadows your life, and you're just wearing down, and you're tired, and you just, I don't know what to do, and I don't know who to turn to, and I don't know where to go, and I just can't deal with this anymore. Anybody ever get issues like that? You know, those things that just hang there in your life, these mega issues. So here's what I put here. In order to be shark smart here, you got to pray. I don't know what else to do. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. Not going to disappear. You just pray. You know, it's kind of like this. Well, if nothing else works, I'm going to pray. I don't think that's what I'm saying, okay? I'm saying the first thing you should do is pray. That's the answer. Look at what it says here. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The only way to deal with your nightmares in life is to pray, because God's the only one that can give you peace even though you can't understand it. You see what that verse said? Isn't that great? You can't understand it. You don't know. You can't figure it out. You have no answers. You don't know what to do with it. But you pray, and God will give you a peace that you just can't. I don't know where the peace comes from. I don't understand. But there's mega issues sometimes. There's those situations. And you know, I think, you know, there's anxiety and there's stress. You know, the one I worry about myself, right, it's health. Anybody worry about your health? You know, in today's world, and health insurance and all those issues that we struggle with, you know, and we can't do anything about it. You know, what can I do about my health? You know, I could get back on the treadmill again. Anybody need to do that one besides me? You know, it's like, I like the shirt, but for some reason it's got a beer. You know? And, you know, how do we deal with these issues? You pray. You pray. So I want to encourage you. These two right here are kind of situations. You know, it's the school, and how am I going to finish school? And see, I can remember when I was going and finishing my master's, and I'm standing on this patio with another student, and we're talking. We're finishing school. We had worked through college, master's program, and now it's time to go get the job that you've envisioned for your life. You know, you've had jobs making money to pay for school. But now you're going to get that job that you've been working towards, that your college degree, that your master's, and you're sitting there and you're just going, now what do I do? And you're stressing over, where do I go? How do I go about doing this? You know, who do I turn to? And you have no answers. It's called prayer. And you can't explain it. When somebody says, how do you have that peace? You can go, it's God. It's God. So here's the first two. You got this woe begone. And you got this megalodon, these sharks in our life. The next couple of sharks are going to approach a little different here. Because this isn't problems. These are problem people. Anybody ever deal with that? Anybody ever problem people? Don't look at the person right now. All right? Did anybody ever deal with a problem person? You know, that problem situation, that problem at work, you know, that boss, that school teacher, you know, that classmate, that neighbor that just gets on your nerves. You know, that coworker, you know, that how do you deal with problem people? And so I went through and I found a bunch of sharks that kind of illustrate problem people that you may face. So I'm going to name all these sharks, and then we're going to go and look at what we can do to deal with them, okay? So we're just going to go bang, 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 and then we'll talk about what to do. This first shark right here, the mysterious, majestic, megamouth shark. That's a real shark, okay? You need to know, these are real names from real sharks. There's a shark that's called megamouth. Now, why do you think it's called megamouth? It's not take a genius to answer that one. It has a rather large mouth, right? Very broad. It's not a very big shark, but a shark with a large mouth. They didn't really discover this shark till 1976. They've only seen about 100 of them. So it's not one that they really know how and what to do with it, you know, and so they're still trying to identify it and figure out how to deal with this shark. But I'm sure none of you deal with somebody with a big mouth. Don't write their name down, okay? Because the paper might slip and they might find it. All right? But, you know, maybe we can we call this a gossiper? Backbiter, tattletale. I don't know, what other names could you kind of think of? You know, they just talk. You know? And I'm not just talking about somebody who talks a lot. We have people that just talk a lot. You know, I get paid to talk, so who cares? You know, but there's people who use their words and they tear on. They say things. They pick at you. You ever have somebody that just picks at you? Just picking at you all the time. Just kind of, you know, chewing on you, gnawing on you. You know, they're just there doing that. So I put it this way. Watch out for the big mouth attacks. Watch out for the big mouth attacks. There are some people out there that they're just going to talk about you. But here, let me give you a little idea. Somebody is gossiping to you. No, they're gossiping about you to somebody else. Okay? That's just Now, I'm sure none of you get in your car after church and go home talking about somebody you've seen. Did you see what so-and-so was wearing? I can't believe Pastor said that. Gossip, backbiting, picking at. Anybody have kids that pick at one another? Come on. You know, you ever have your kids that just pick at one another? Just nudging them on, you know, just kind of poking them. You know, do we do that as adults too? Come on. So we need to watch out for the big mouth shark out there. We need to watch out for those. You're going to walk out this door, and there's going to be people out there that are going to talk about you. They're going to gossip to you. They're going to backbite you. They're going to pick at you. They're going to point things out about you. They're just going to be all over. You need to watch out for the big mouth shark in your life. Second one here is the bull shark. This is a very aggressive shark, very powerful shark. This is probably the meanest shark, okay? You worry about the great white, but this one is mean and aggressive. This is not a happy shark, all right? Anybody have not happy people around you? You know, they're always not happy no matter what you know. And so this is a very bull, heavy, aggressive shark that comes at you. You know, they don't get tired. They just do, and they're there, and they're always there. Very dangerous. This shark's really dangerous to humans, okay? It's out there. So I put it this way. Probably figure this one out. A bull shark, you ever watch for bully people? Anybody have to deal with bully people? Somebody comes in, the boss that comes in there, I've got the power, I've got the authority, this is what you're doing. Anybody have to deal with people like that? You know? People, maybe your neighbor, maybe a friend that's just bullying you, maybe not even, maybe just an enemy that's a bully. You know, we hear it all the time about the schools, but it doesn't just happen in schools, does it? You know, just kind of chest bump you and just kind of, this is the way it's going to be. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you think you are. This is what we're doing. Anybody ever deal with people like that? See, there's bully people in our world, and they're out there, and they're there to pursue us. So you got to watch out for the bully. You got to recognize those that just push you around, that just tell you what to do. And it's really none of their business. It's like, that's not your business. Get out of my face. Anybody? Yeah, because there's bullies in our world. There's bully sharks in your life. We live in shark-infested water, and there's big-mouth sharks, and there's bully sharks out there. How about this next one here? How about a lemon shark? They enjoy group life. Now, a lemon shark, kind of because of their color, you can kind of see the picture. I got to look at some of my notes. They're just kind of a small 10-foot shark that kind of just cruises along, kind of enjoys the group life. You know, they hang with the group because there's protection in the group. You know, there's something they can do as the group as they pursue life. And yet, as in the midst of when you have a group life, guess what? They're going to rub each other wrong. You're going to have issues. You're going to have sin. So there's a competition for food. And so I wrote it this way. Watch out for the sour attitude attack. Anybody have somebody that has a negative attitude? The sun's coming up tomorrow. I don't know. It might be foggy and I'll never see the sun. Anybody ever have, you know, anybody get those negative people? You know, those who just pessimistic. It's never right. Oh, my, if you only knew my life. You know, poor me. You know, and so we got people like that in us, and they just drag you down. Anybody been dragged down? You just, you get by them, and they just kind of, and they just drain you. You know, it drains all the energy out of you. It sucks all the life out of you. You're just going, I'm sure I got to go see so-and-so today. Yeah, I'm sure you guys never do anything like that. There's lemon people around us, so you got to watch out for those sour attitudes, that negative, that critical spirit. They're always critical. Well, that color don't look good on you. Oh, your hair, your hair needs a haircut. Yes, Laura, I know I need. I'm watching through the crack to see if she comes in. You know, she told me this way, you know, just, I need her, okay, because I do need a haircut. All right. But do you ever get tired of those critical people, just negative people, just wearing on you? You know, just dragging you down. You know, you come in, oh, man, it's a great day, it's a great day. And it's, oh, crud. First person you see. You got to have that negative people. How about this next one? How about the nurse shark? The nurse shark. And again, this is another social creature. This is another one who enjoys the crowd. They enjoy the group. This shark, you can literally see 40 of these sharks laying on the seafloor on top of one another. Just pile of sharks laying there. That's, you know, what's unusual about this shark is this: most sharks have to swim in order to breathe. This shark can breathe without swimming. It just kind of turns its way into the current. Water goes over. It can process and breathe. It can just lay there and just be there. So I wrote this way as I thought about this shark. You got to watch out for the unmotivated attacks. You ever been on a team and you got that one person there that doesn't do their part? Anybody? You know, didn't you love it in school? You got a team up. Here's your partners. And you're waiting. Who am I going to get? Who am I going to get? Oh, I got. You know, because you got the one, you know he's not going to do his part. You know, just to kind of plan this out for you, in school, that was me, okay? You know, it's like, I'll be there, but don't ask me to do anything, you know? You ever have to do everybody else's work for them? Anybody? You know? It's kind of this unmotivated. They're there, but they're, I'm going to use the word lazy. You know, anybody in your workplace? Anybody in your workplace, you got to make up for that person? You know, they just don't pull their own weight, we might say. You know, they're just, and you just get, now these I'm going to talk, these last few ones, I don't know about you, the other ones I really don't get too mad at, but these last few sharks, I get mad. You know, as I was writing down some of these, I was making my notes, I almost wrote, I want to kill this one. I mean, you know, because it just drives you. It's like, you know. And so unmotivated people can drive you crazy. They can push you. You know, it's like, come on, just do your part. You know, you're waiting for their paperwork to come to you. You know, you got the job, and I can't do it until you get me the paperwork. You know, and we have these sharks in our life. And so some are like these nurse sharks. They're just there. They don't move much. They don't go places. As a matter of fact, what was interesting, I was reading about this one, they like their favorite resting place. They come back to the favorite one. As I was writing this, I don't know about you guys, I watched Duck Dynasty. I'll be honest, I watched Duck Dynasty. I thought of Psy, okay? I thought of Psy. Always trying to find a place to lay down. You know? I love the episode when he laid down in the trailer, when he won the trailer at the donut store. He laid down the trailer, they towed him out in the middle of the woods and parked the trailer. He slept the whole way. You know? Yeah, I thought about that. That there's nurse sharks. How about this next one, the hammerhead shark? The sci-fi shark I put there. Bizarre. What was it right here? I got two other names. There's like 10 different species of these of hammerheads. How would you like this name? Bonehead. Mallethead. Those are two of different of hammerhead sharks that they call them. Yeah. Now, I'm sure you never have to deal with a hammerhead person. There, and so I wrote it this way. Watch out for the stubborn attacks. Yeah. Movable, immovable object in your way. You know what needs to be done. You know what you need to get done. You know how to get it done. But you got this one in your way that just ain't moving. Yeah. And they're just stubborn. They're not going to budge an inch. It's my way or the highway. Anybody have a boss like that sometimes? You know? Or a coworker, or a teacher. You know, it's the way it's going to be. And this is the way it's going to be. And I'm not, you know, it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. You know, and this is just the way I am, and I'm not changing. Don't ask me to change. And they live, and they're just stubborn, and they're not moving, and I'll never. You know, anybody ever face a hammerhead? How about this last shark here? The great white shark, the kinks. This shark has no known predator. The only thing this shark has to worry about is killer whales. That's it. This is the top of the sharks. This is the number one. Matter of fact, this is the one that has attacked more humans than any other shark there is. This is the great white shark. It's there. And here's what I want us to think about here with this shark. You know what? There are evil people in this world. I think our world does not understand. I think this is something we really don't understand. That there are people who enjoy being mean. Anybody? Anybody ever deal with one of those? They just enjoyed being mean. They enjoyed causing problems. They enjoyed causing issues. They enjoyed causing those things in your life that just, this is what I wanted to write. I want to kill this one. This is what I wanted to write this one down. But there are, I don't think our world understands. There are mean people. There are times, well, why can't we all get along? You know what? There are some people who do not want to get along. Anybody on board with that one? You know? I don't think our world understands. There are evil people. They're mean and they're evil and they enjoy being mean. And I've seen this as a great white shark. It's just there. It's who it is. And so we got to watch out. So I wrote it this way. Watch out for the evil ones. Now, if I say the evil one is who? Anybody? The evil one's the devil. The evil one's Satan. But there's evil ones in our world. There are people who are just flat out evil. All right? How do we deal with these sharks? How do you deal? We live in this shark-infested world. As I went through these, I'm sure names popped into your mind, right? Come on. As I wrote this, names popped into my mind too, okay? You know? And I'm sure some of you probably could read. Hammerhead. You know, don't call me mallet head, but you can call me a hammerhead, all right? You know, I am stubborn. You know, here's what I want to warn us about. You know, as I read these names, we need to watch out because we can become one of these. Did you know that? If we're not careful, we can become a shark. And we need, and so not only we needed to watch out for these, we need to watch for these. It's easy for me to become stubborn and bullheaded. I know what I want to do. I know what needs to happen. I know where we need to go. This is what we're doing. It's easy for me to become that. I don't have to. I'm a very positive person. I'm not going to be a lemon shark. You know, I'm a very positive person. You know, but can I be a bully sometimes? Some of you guys are going to go, yeah. You know. So we need to be on guard for ourselves. All right, so I want to make sure I had this in the message this morning. You need to be on guards for yourself. But how do we deal with it when we walk out? How do in this shark-infested water? What do I do? Now, again, I wrote it this way. If you look at your outline on the back, being shark smart, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Now, that's the devil. But there's also problem people in our life. What do you do with the problem people? What do you do with that boss, that coworker, that teacher, that classroom, that student, that neighbor? What do you do with that aunt, uncle? Should I say the spouse? What do you do? It's not just the devil that we have to battle. It's all the sharks in our little world that we have to battle. So here's what Jesus said. And we're just going to take some time and go through this passage. But I say to you who hear, okay? Now, who's hearing this morning? Anybody got, all right, anybody got their ears turned on this morning? All right, so for you who hear, love your enemies. Does that mean I have to love those sharks when I'm aggravated and frustrated, mad, fed up, tired? Done. I have to love my enemies. Do good to those who hate you. I'll do good all right. It won't be good what I do, but when I do it, it will be good. All right. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Does that sound like sharks to you? you know? To the one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Well, you bite one, you're going to have to bite the other one. From the one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from the one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. Now listen to this. And as you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. Does that sound a lot like the golden rule? Do to others as you'd have them do to you? Or do most of us live by what I heard the rabbis wrote? Do it to them before they do it to you. No? All right. Give. Let's see, where are we at here? And as you wish to be done, do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies. He had twice. You notice that? And he said it, then he comes back to it again. But love your enemies. I think I need it more than once. But love your enemies. Do good. And lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. How do we face our sharks? What am I doing? I wrote it just three, four things real quick as you look at your outline. Love the unlovable. Love the unlovable. Lemon shark. I mean, honestly, the one that aggravates me the most, I can deal with bullies because I can be just as stubborn, okay? You know? I can deal with hammerheads. I can deal with most of those. The ones that aggravate me the most is the lemon shark. Negative people just wear on me. Love the unlovable. Love them. Do good to those who do bad. Do good to those who do bad. How about, I wrote this down here in my notes, kill with kindness. I'll give you a hint. Sometimes when you're nice to somebody who's being mean, they get meaner before they get better. Anybody on board with that? Because they don't know how to deal with you when you're being nice to them. And so they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But pretty soon, guess what? It breaks. It breaks. So do good to those who do bad. Give generously to all. Just share. Be generous. And then I put it, the last one is be merciful. God has been merciful to us. Like I say, I look at this and sometimes I want to just, not physically kill them, but just get out of my life. But I got to be merciful. You know, sometimes I might be the only person who's talking to someone. Anybody been in that situation where everybody else has shut them out, but you're the only one that can talk to them? Anybody been in that situation? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, but God has put us there. That's where that mercy comes in. Because sometimes we're the only, everybody else has tuned them out. Maybe you're the only one in the family. You're the last one talking to in the family. You know? The last one in that worker who's talking to that person there because everybody else is fed up with them. And you're the last one. That's called mercy. Anybody? That's called mercy. You need to be merciful. But as I wrote these down, here's my thing. I don't know about you. I don't know how to do all that. I don't know how to be loving the unlovable. I don't know how to do good to those who do bad. I don't know how to give generously to all. I don't know how to be merciful. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. That's not my nature. I was growing up, and whatever my brothers did to me, I did worse to them. I'm serious. I broke my hand hitting my brother. All right? We fought. I mean, literally. You know, I pushed my brother through a sliding glass door. It's, you know, that's, how do I do these? How, and I'm sitting there as I preach the message, I'm reading this, I'm writing. Okay, Gary, tell me to do it. Okay, I told you to do it. Now what? How do I expect you to do that? When I can't do that, how do I expect you to do that? So I wrote this. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who hurt you. So what word do you think I'll put in that next box? All right. The only way I'm going to be able to do those four things is when I... And when I'm not doing those four things, guess what I'm not doing? I'm not praying enough. You get the picture? I'm not saying this is easy because I'm in your boat with you guys, okay? I get aggravated. I get frustrated. I get mad. I get angry. I'm fed up. I'm tired. I'm drained. Anybody? I don't want to be lovable. I sure don't want to do good to them. But God, help me. Help me, God. Do for them like you've done for me. Help me have love. Help me have compassion. Help me see for opportunities to minister, to serve, to do something. They may never have somebody touch their life with a good deed in their whole life. And I might be the one to do that. The only way for me to do these is to pray. So that's my challenge to you today. I can't challenge you with these four things. Well, I am. But through prayer. I'm going to ask you to pray. You're going to face those sharks. You might walk out today and the phone might ring. As soon as you get out that door, you sit in your car and the phone rings and it's one of those sharks on the phone. And you're just... You know, your head just goes down, hits the steering wheel, and honks the horn. You know, it's like, ah! You know? Pray before you open your mouth. Okay? Just pray. God, why today? Okay, that's not the prayer. You know? God, help me love the unlovable. Help me do good to those who do bad. Help me give generously to all, and help me be merciful. Can you make that your prayer? Because that's the only way it's going to happen. If you're like me, it's hard. But through prayer, all things are possible. Because it's the power of God and not the power of Gary. It's what God can do in me and through me. Let me pray for you now. Let's bow our heads. Lord, I just thank you for self, for life is truly a gift from you. Lord, we get to live. We get to experience our world. But many of those experiences, Lord, they're sharks in our life. Sometimes it's the gossip and sometimes it's the major issues. Lord, other times it's those lemon sharks with that negative, critical spirit that just attacks. Or the bully that's stubborn. The nurse, or these things in our life, these people. But Lord, we want to be your people. We want to be different than the world. We don't want to be sharks. We want to be people of God who love the unlovable, who do good to those who do bad, who give generously to all and find mercy. Lord, we want to be your people. You know, our heads are bad. Our eyes are closed right now. Maybe you're dealing with a shark. Maybe there's something in your life that's just gnawing on you. Maybe it's causing nightmares and sleepless nights. Maybe it's a bully, or maybe it's a great wife and just an evil person who's just evil. And you want me to pray for you. Would you shoot your hand up right now? Thank you. Thank you. I see those. Anyone else? Anyone else? I see them. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, you've seen the arms of those who are facing sharks right now. Those issues or those problems or those problem people. The heartaches and the battles that weigh upon them. Lord, I lift them up to you. I ask that your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will fall afresh on them, Lord, and encourage and strengthen them. That they can demonstrate your love to this world who is lost and hurting. We don't know why people turn out this way. We don't understand and we can't. That we know you love all, that Jesus died for everyone. So, Lord, I ask you to lift these up who are praying for those battles in their life, or those sharks in their life, to encourage their heart, to give them a heart of love that they can overflow, that others can experience that love, and in some way change the heart of these sharks to change their life, their attitude, their actions, their behavior, that your love, as it has transformed us, can transform them. In Jesus' name, amen. It's practice in our church to give an invitation. Invitation is real simple. I just stand here to pray with you. Maybe you need to make a decision for Jesus Christ. Maybe you need to cross that invisible line and say, God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. Maybe there's some other battles in your life. Maybe there's someone you want to pray for. I don't know. This is your time for God to speak to your heart. But I'm here to pray for you. I'm here to minister to you. I'm here to let God use you in a special way with those in your life. So this is your time to respond to God, and I'm just here to minister. So I'm going to ask you to stand, and we're going to sing this song, and you come as the Spirit leads, and we'll give God the honor this morning. Would you stand as we sing?